This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As it happens, China's chief economic minister is in Washington today working to iron out a bunch of things, including those steel and aluminum tariffs President Trump sprung on everybody back in March. Some countries have been able to get themselves exempted from them. Lots of companies now want the same deal. Bill Braybrick is a sales manager for Zap Precision Wire. That's a German company with a bunch of factories here. He has applied for an exemption for a kind of wire that's imported from Germany and then re-exported directly to Mexico to make cars. Oh, look, NAFTA. Braybrick says without an exemption, he would consider cutting the U.S. factory out of that loop altogether.
So the end customer has said, yeah, you need to look at bringing this directly into Mexico.
Braybrick's application is one of more than 10,000 the Department of Commerce has gotten, of which about 3,000 have been processed and are online at regulations.gov. They'll be up for 30 days of public comment. Bill Braybrick's time is almost up, but he has been perusing the database to find potential clients.
It's a strange sort of variant of LinkedIn, maybe, where people are looking to see who's doing what and what products and, you know, what's the volume, what are the specifics.
Joel Johnson is CEO of Borusan Manisman. They make pipes for the oil business. We talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
We're supplying the people who are drilling in West Texas. That crude's coming out, going in pipelines down to Corpus Christi and getting exported to China.
His comment period ended a week ago. He knows, he says, they've gotten a dozen comments or more, but he has yet to receive them from the Commerce Department.
There's a huge backlog of information. And from what I've heard, the government is hiring people to process all of that information.